Puritan Mind brings you the old-time radio program, the Wild Boar News Podcast from sunny South Florida. Welcome, I'm Dr. Matthew McMahon. I spoke to a Reformed pastor this week, and he is in a dilemma. He is in a financial crisis. No, the crisis does not run around the current economical trends of Wall Street and Main Street, and the current bailout bill that the government is instituting to inject life into the financial sector. Rather, this pastor's financial crisis surrounds being a Reformed minister and supporting his family as a Reformed minister. Now, I am not referring to mainline denominational lines where pastors will refer to themselves as Reformed because they have a copy of the Westminster Confession on their bookshelf, or even that a denomination may say they hold to the Westminster Confession in their Book of Church Order, while at the same time having a hoopla worship service adorned with everything but the kitchen sink. No, I am referring to a truly Reformed pastor who desires to preach the truth, but cannot afford to preach the truth, in the midst of a postmodern age that is more interested in hoopla than the truth. This pastor has gone to Bible college, and he has gone to seminary, having more than the typical MDiv degree that most current Presbyterian pastors have. This brother is a step up, so to speak. If he were a house, and a price value was placed on him as a house with special improvements, he would be worth more and have more equity than the general houses of the neighborhood. This pastor is an exceptionally good preacher. He has a wonderful heart for ministry. He loves the truth and loves the God of truth. His desire is to see people transformed by the Word of God. His problem is that his church has 12 people on a regular Sunday. With his own family and possibly a visitor or two, he maxes out at about 17. Can a minister, worthy of his wages as Christ states, live on the 3% average tithing of three other families? The answer to that is a resounding no. So what does he do? He goes out to find another job and becomes a tent maker. In that other job, his interests are now divided, and it begins to take a toll on his health and his family. He is now working full-time, and at the same time holding all the responsibilities of a pastor. The people still need counseling. He still needs to prepare sermons and the order of worship each week. But even now, in the midst of his second job, the economy is starting to affect that as well. Now, what does he do? Well, he has to reinvent himself again. He has to think, at 49 years old, of going to school and learning a new trade that will benefit him and help support his family. Remember, he has 7 years of school and 2 degrees in the ministry, but they are useless degrees in our day to provide for any family. At this point, his zeal for preaching is displaced for fear of losing his house, feeding his children, and caring for his family of basic necessities. The ideal he once had for the ministry has become shattered, and he has become embittered. The emergent church, in this case, is winning. The pastor cannot compete with the churches who cater to the flesh. People are far more interested in seeing the bouncing ball during a hoopla worship service bounce across the screen while they hold to a parade in their sanctuary than they are hearing a sermon about sin and salvation. What does a Reformed pastor do? There is, for lack of a better phrase, no money in Reformed theology. In talking with this pastor, he conveyed that unless he is willing to sell out and compromise on 70% of his ministry, he will never have a church that would be able to support his family. He would never have a church bigger than 12 he would never have a church that competes with seven other emergent churches that have gone the way of Balaam across his small town in his area. How can he compete with a church that has a Starbucks in the foyer? This pastor will leave the ministry. Then where does he go? There is no church in his area for hundreds of miles where he could attend in good faith. Or the few others in his area that attend his church services, where will they go? There is no place to go. There is no place to go for him. So in leaving the ministry by necessity, he leaves the church. In leaving the church, who knows what will spiritually happen to his family in his own walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Reformed pastor, this is not a happy story or an unfamiliar one. Reformed theology may be true, and the gospel may be housed inside Tulip and Calvinism. It may be given to the saints by Christ himself, through his providential oversight of his pastors through the ages. But it is in contest with megachurches and their ministries who are willing to compromise for the sake of having more ministries and willing to turn their churches into mini-malls. The entertainment factor is winning. It's winning out over people's hearts to the truth. That tells us two things. One, people are willing to peddle the Word of God for profit. And two, people are willing to let them. The flesh would be far more content with a Java chip frappuccino before the band starts than hearing a sermon on the crucified Savior and the mortification of the flesh in obedience to his commandments. Reformed theology will never lose out to the emergent church and its non-theology, since Christ said that the gates of hell will never prevail against the church and against the truth. Those churches, their pastors and their members, will be sorely judged for their wickedness and contempt for the truth. But the emergent church will cause Reformed churches to close and press true pastors to find new employment or to press those pastors to compromise. Listener, beware. If your pastor is more interested in a bouncing ball during the Sunday morning sermonette, or they constitute a new committee for restructuring the foyer to serve coffee, the devil is visiting your church and may steal the truth away from you for the sake of modernity without you being the wiser. In our age, there is no more scary an idea than the truth being given up for modern conveniences and entertainment. This is Dr. Matthew McMahon soberly signing off. Keep checking back at A Puritan's Mind for more on the gospel, Reformed and Puritan theology, and more of the wild boar. Visit www.apuritansmind.com. Also, Puritan Publications has released its newest book called How Faith Works, Rescuing the Gospel from Contemporary Evangelicalism. Check it out at www.puritanpublications.com. For more on Reformed and Puritan theology, visit www.apuritansmind.com.
Good night, then, until this same time next week.